This is AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. A senior Egyptian judicial official says the venue for tomorrow's trial of former President Mohamed Morsi has been changed to a police academy in eastern Cairo. The surprise announcement comes amid fears of violence. The New York City Marathon is underway after a one-year absence due to Superstorm Sandy. Security's heightened after the bombings at this year's Boston Marathon. Barricades are set up around Central Park, where the 26.2-mile race comes to an end. Two Afghan police officers and a foreign soldier have been killed in separate attacks in Afghanistan. NATO says the soldier died in an attack in eastern Afghanistan, while authorities say the two officers were killed in separate shootings in the country's south. And U.S. forecasters say Tropical Storm Sonia rumbling across the Pacific below the southern tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula on a projected track toward the mainland, which could hit Monday morning.
Right now, the website is too slow, too many people have gotten stuck, and I am not happy about
it. If it's breaking news, listen for it here.
Whether the president was aware that we were collecting intelligence on the leaders of some of our closest allies.
Just shop around in the new marketplace. You're going to get a better deal.
When news breaks out, find out what to think about it. Right here, AM 1280, The Patriot, intelligent radio. AM 1280, The Patriot.
Women all across America are falling in love with their skin again with Bare Minerals Foundation.
Bare Minerals is the only foundation I would ever use, ever.
But surprisingly, some women still haven't tried it yet. That's why we're now offering full-size risk-free trials. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a risk-free trial and a free five-piece makeup set. For this exclusive radio-only offer, call 1-800-603-9625.
As soon as I put the Bare Minerals Foundation on, it's a complete transformation. It is a noticeable difference.
It was really nice to have Bare Minerals have the deep and the dark that cater to so many women of different complexion.
Bare Minerals stands behind everything. It's just a company and a product that is so full of integrity. It's my new best friend.
Call now to find out how you can get a risk-free trial of our award-winning foundation and a free makeup set. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. Call 1-800-603-9625. 1-800-603-9625.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt, too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-513-3529. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-513-3529. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-513-3529. That's 1-800-513-3529. 1-800-513-3529.
It's Lee Michaels here with Justin from Merle's Water Conditioning. And Justin, you've got a great offer for Patriot listeners.
Yes, right now we are offering a drinking water system at no charge with the purchase of a high-efficiency water softener. The drinking water system offers two stages of protection from chlorine, disinfectant byproducts, lead, cysts, cryptosporidium, giardia, volatile organic compounds, and much more. This system holds a value of $300.
You can get more information on this great system by calling Merle's Water Conditioning, 651-777-1349, 651-777-1349, on the web at mywatermn.com. Again, this special offer for Patriot listeners only. Some restrictions do apply. For details, call 651-777-1349 or on the web at mywatermn.com. Merle's Water Conditioning, since 1959.
You can help domestic abuse victims by donating your old cell phone to 360 Communities Lewis House Shelter. Here's Lori Reeb.
Right now we are doing a cell phone drive where we collect your old cell phones, chargers, plug-ins, and we send those off to be recycled
And then a check is sent to us to support the women and children staying at Lewis House. You can get a hold of us at 952-985-5300 or 360communities.org.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Telecom Soup, the total technology show for small to medium-sized businesses. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, also known as Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and wireless service. For those that are just tuning into the show, this is a technology show, and we focus on telecommunications as well as IT infrastructure for small to medium-sized business. And we're going to be talking to Terry Vlack from Ideacom Mid-America as our special guest today. Terry, good morning. How are you?
Great, Charlie. How are you doing?
And our co-host with the show, the weekly guest from the guys from BlueNet Inc., Arlen and Adam. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So, guys, before we get started here, another shout-out to the Gophers. 7-2 on our way to another bowl game.
And a Big Ten win.
And a Big Ten win.
Third in a row.
I don't remember the last time that we've—well, first of all, having three wins in a row is big, but how about three Big Ten wins in a row?
Exactly. It's wonderful.
So we made a pact, the Burrell family, before the season started, that said, if the Gophers would actually go to a bowl game that was in warm weather— not like the Humanitarian Bowl or one of these other ones where you're 6-6 and the Music City Bowl in Detroit, those kind of bowl games, that we were going to pack our bags and we were heading down south. So I'm thinking that we're going to beat Penn State. I'm thinking we're going to maybe beat Wisconsin and this season 8-4 and go to the Outback Bowl in Florida. You guys want to join me?
Florida would be nice.
Sounds fun.
I've got a college buddy that lives literally across the street from the stadium. So Dave, be ready to house our family. So, guys, we have a couple different updates here. As I said, we have Terry Vlack from Ideacom Mid-America that we're going to be talking about his role and his relationship in the phone world. And he is kind of what I would call a living legend in the phone business, having been selling phone systems for 30 years. But, guys, we have a quick update that we want to talk about with certain topics that are coming with year-end life. Adam and Arlen, why don't you guys dive into that real quick so we can kind of get an update on what's going on?
Sure. Sounds good, Charlie. And I'm also going to quickly remind our listeners that there's the CryptoLocker virus. We've mentioned that the last couple of weeks. This thing is still pretty rabid on the internet. If you do get it, it encrypts your files, local files. It encrypts files on network-attached drives or attached USB devices. And it basically is called ransomware because you'll get the splash screen asking for a couple $100 to, release the encryption keys and get your files back. And a reminder not to do that.
So don't open it.
Do not open it. The emails look like they're coming from UPS or FedEx or the United States Postal Service. They have something to the degree that you have a shipment in waiting, and there might be an attached PDF or zip file.
So a lot of those, Adam, would probably come in spam as well, too, my guess, right?
Yeah, you could see a lot of them in spam, and generally you're going to see a high volume of them. We've had a couple of our customers that have gotten the CryptoLocker virus. Early on, antivirus is having a difficult time catching it. The only way out, the newer antivirus definitions that come out, will clean it, will prevent it. However, if you get it, your files are gone. You have to restore from backup. So you have to make sure you have a backup in place because that's all you're going to get. That's how you're going to get your files and your data back.
Absolutely.
And then with another thing to bring up, given that it's coming the end of the year and that April 8th deadline for 2014 is looming, is the Windows XP end of extended support. So Windows XP is going bye-bye as of that date. No more Windows updates, no more security patches. And then again, we have third-party vendors dropping support for the software, the Windows XP platform. This also includes Office 2003 as a quick reminder, Exchange 2003. And then for Server 2003, we have another year on that date. That ends 2015. But again, make plans to move off those platforms
as
well.
Yeah, it's a good time to take advantage of the opportunity to plan out some of those migrations, before the end of the year.
And there's still a reminder. I mean, there's still a lot of XP. I mean, Arlen and I are doing a couple projects now. We thank goodness that our customer is in the process of upgrading, but believe it or not, a lot of their machines are running XP. I'd say easily over half of this particular customer, they have 170 users, half of their machines are running XP.
So as businesses are kind of doing their year-end taxes, year-end inventory, all the things that come with the changing of the calendar year, this is a part of the one that they want to budget for and attack right away in the technology world. Guys, if you're in the audience and you're just tuning in and this applies to you, please give the call, give the guys a call here at BlueNet. Guys, give out your telephone number and email address so that if this does apply, they can get a hold of you.
Yes, it's
you
not.
Can reach BlueNet at 952-925-2583, BlueNetInc.com.
And then also you can also email us at info@BlueNetInc.com. That's BlueNetInc.com.
Well, good. So that's kind of the update that we have, and I'd also like to throw out one of something that might apply to the listening audience here is anybody that's signed up for services with Comcast Cable, Comcast Communications, as of recent, they've been deploying a router called the SG3000
by Netgear.
Thank you. By Netgear. And something has happened where it's got a 48% failure rate. So basically one out of two businesses that have installed their cable services, their broadband connections, have gone down. Now, that's not good. That's one out of two customers that have having issues. If you are in the audience, please pick up the telephone. Call me at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. Let's take a look at your broadband connection. Let's see if there's alternatives out there for a much suitable connection, or maybe it's just a replacement of the router. But we can't have your businesses going down and disruption of service, interrupted. So, guys, that's the those are the kind of the updates that we've talked about. Let's shift to our special guest today. I said we have Terry Vlack from Ideacom Mid-America. Terry is the Director of Client Solutions. As I mentioned in the opening, he is kind of a legend in the phone business, having been in the phone business for over 30 years. Terry, thank you for having and coming up on the show here today.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Terry, we date back probably about 5 years of doing business. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, about 5-6 years.
Tell us your history and how you've got started. Obviously, you're with Ideacom, but give us kind of the 50-foot view of what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Right now?
Right now,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so right now what I do is at Ideacom, I'm the Director of Client Solutions. I work with clients. I kind of interface with the clients and with the sales representatives. And what we do is we do a technology evaluation for clients. We go in and take a look at everything from their line services to their, their equipment needs. Wireless needs, and we do an assessment, and then we come up with solutions and recommendations.
So really the main nature of what you do on a day-to-day basis is phone system sales, PBX sales. Is that correct?
Primarily, yeah.
I know that you, as I said before, you had the clients that we've worked with, Terry, on a case-to-case basis were primarily in southern Minnesota. You built a business over the last 30 years prior to Ideacom that was in the footprint of, say, Rochester, Winona, Faribault. Talk about how you got started and kind of what you did to grow your company base and such.
So I got started back in the 80s, the early 80s. We launched a company in 1983, and at that point we grew it to about a $3 million operation. When I sold my company in 2010, we had about 800 clients.
Wow.
So a real nice organization. It was time for a change. I got out of the industry for a while, and I got drawn back in.
Sure. Well, that's what happens in telecom.
Yeah, exactly. you cannot get away from it if you're doing something you really love.
Well, good. Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break here. And when we come back, we're going to dive into we're going to talk a little bit more about Terry Vlack and his what he does on a day-to-day basis. Thank you very much. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
Listening to AM 1280 The Patriot just got a little easier because AM 1280 The Patriot is now available on iHeartRadio. Download the new iHeartRadio app for your smartphone and never miss your favorite programs like Bill Bennett's Morning in America, Mike Gallagher, The Dennis Prager Show, Michael Medved, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Miller, or Mark Levin. Now all available on iHeartRadio. Visit AM1280ThePatriot.com for details.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. We're live in studio here today in Eagan, 1280 The Patriot. For those that have any questions, we are live. You can call into the station at 651-289-4488. We have our special guest from Ideacom Mid-America, the Director of Client Solutions, Terry Vlack. He's also a personal friend of mine. And Terry has sold phone systems for the last 30 years. Terry, when you go out and what are your two main products that, as far as phone systems, are applied? So, when you go out and talk to people, clients out in the audience, what are the two main solutions that you guys are implementing on a day-to-day basis?
So we market two of the leading companies in the industry.
Okay.
One is Mitel Communications.
Sure.
The other one would be Digium.
And Digium being Digium Switchvox.
Digium is the company, and the product they have is the Switchvox.
Okay. Correct. Okay. Got it. And so, you know, as guys, with the integration that businesses are looking for, what makes Switchvox such an attractive type of solution in today's marketplace?
Well, I think the main thing is the basic operating system of the Switchvox. The Astris-based technology has grown over the last 7 years, started out as being, you know, you might say a software that was designed by a high school, you know, graduate that turned into an industry.
Sure.
And this particular advantage of the product is that it's open source. So for many IT professionals, they can write apps onto the Switchvox through an open API, which allows incredible integration.
So it's kind of like the way that SwitchFox, and again, to kind of dumb this down, basically what they're doing is they're integrating voice and data to a similar, you know, type of platform and rolling that out to the public to be able to customize it to whatever they want to have done. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It basically allows them to simply integrate their phone technology with their computer technology.
And Arlen and Adam, what kind of applications would companies use that you guys have experience with?
The biggest one being probably the CRM system. We have a lot of organizations that use CRM, and obviously the power of, you know, in this case, the Digium SwitchFox actually being able to have a hook into that API. So as an incoming caller is calling in, the caller ID pulls up, and boom, your, you know, CRM system can actually have that customer record right up on your computer screen, popped and ready to go with the information loaded.
Why do you guys think that that's important? What do you think that does for the presence of for customers or for clients that are using this?
I think it really streamlines the call handling of that. You know, having your customer service representative have all the information for that client right there as the phone is ringing, and they can handle a question without having to, oh, hold on a moment, let me key in some information.
Absolutely. So what kind of, you had mentioned CRM. Guys, give some examples for the audience so people understand what a CRM might be and how we can integrate with that.
Sure. Good question, Charlie. CRM, that's a, you know, basically it's a customer, it's a, your contact management system is what it boils down to. Generally, most corporations use a CRM system, and they have all of their customer information. An example of some cloud-based CRMs would be like Salesforce.com. There's Sugar CRM, there's Goldmine, there's Act, the list goes on and on and on.
So let's give a real-life example of what Digium can do, and Terry, what you've installed. Say a customer has Sugar CRM or Salesforce, and you guys go out there, you'll program the Digium into that Salesforce, and when a customer calls, let's say it's a repeat customer, what could happen? What are they seeing on the computer that would be a pop-up? What would show up?
Well, the most common thing would be the customer file will immediately pop on the, you know, when a call comes in.
So they'll have all the information readily available.
All the information there, ready to go.
So you literally could say, Mr. Customer, are you calling to order this and this and this, like you called 2 weeks ago, and are you calling on behalf? All that information is available.
Absolutely. And then there's more advantages, the ability to do out dialing. To do predictive dialing, the ability to do something we call IVR, which allows people to call in, enter certain codes, and have the Digium integrate with the CRM based upon, for example, customer calls in, please enter your client number. They enter the client number. It knows immediately who they are.
Wow,
it
interesting.
It pulls up the record. Amazing.
Could even
stuff.
Direct them to their customer service rep.
Absolutely.
Their dedicated customer service rep in that case.
Absolutely. It'll route them based upon their account number, so it'll do a skills-based routing right between the CRM and the phone system.
Do you do more SwitchFox then, or do you do more Mitel? And really, what would be the difference in your aspect?
The SwitchFox, the amazing thing about the product is that it'll do everything a client wants to do in a package that is a standard package. When you get into the larger applications on the Mitel system, you have to pay for feature and functionality. You start paying and buying.
So it doesn't come out of the gate, like out of the box,
no,
all packaged together.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
I've seen that with Cisco's Call Manager and with Avaya. You know, they have the modular snap-ons for some of the CRM capabilities.
It's all the add-ons.
As you need modules and you need functionality, yeah, you're bolting on another piece and paying more money because that's the way that their pricing model
works. It's all a cart.
Absolutely.
But the SwitchFox is more bundled, you're saying.
It's bundled, and we actually did a side-by-side comparison one time with the SwitchFox through another competitor, and we looked at capabilities that come out of the SwitchFox, out of the box, versus the competitor.
Sure.
And we're talking 3-4 times the price point for the competitor versus buying the SwitchFox.
So really it would kind of determine on what are the needs of that business and what are they trying to accomplish. If they're looking for, and my experience with Mitel is that it's a very bulletproof phone system, but has a specific niche, along with, you know, SwitchFox being more with the integration, that also has a specific market niche of clients, maybe like a technology firm that need this kind of information. You guys will determine that on a pre-qualification basis, right?
Right, because when you get into our technology, it isn't one product fits all. And you have to really, through the evaluation process, through the technology assessment, determine, you know, the individual needs of the client.
So what are some of the criteria that would determine if you're talking to a customer, you know, going a SwitchVox versus maybe a Mitel or another phone system?
Well, there are still clients out there that prefer a proprietary type software, and they like the fact that they're buying from the company that makes everything, including the desktop sets, the software, and everything. When you get into the...
So kind of the one throat to choke. You want one company to handle.
Right, right. When you get into the SwitchVox, because it's open source, you can put a medley of different IP products and services, third-party services. Now, a lot of IT professionals love that aspect. But then we got clients out there that say, you know, yeah, we want one.
Maybe too complex. Is that kind of what you're...
Too complex. They may say, you know, we want something that's been around for 25, 30 years. It's got an industry performance. It's been there a long time. So, you know, right. Once again, different strokes to different folks.
Absolutely.
When it comes to their technology.
Terry, give out your telephone number to the audience of how somebody could get a hold of you if it's time for them to evaluate their PBX and maybe which direction you could help them out with.
Absolutely, Charlie. The best number to reach me at would be 612-423-4792.
Give that number one more time.
It's 612-423-4792.
So you've been selling Mitel for roughly 30 years, and now you're in the role of kind of a communications consultant at Ideacom. Who is Ideacom? What do you guys do?
Ideacom is a company that is probably one of the oldest established telecommunication companies in the metro area. It was actually established 54 years ago, primarily providing services to the healthcare industry as far as critical care communications.
Sure.
But had evolved in the 80s into be a real competitive telecommunications company selling PBXs and key systems to a wide variety of businesses. In fact, to date, we've got about 2,000 clients in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
And you have multiple offices other than your corporate headquarters in St. Paul, is that correct?
Yeah, we got the corporate office in St. Paul, and then we've got an office in Duluth, one in Rochester, one in Fargo, and one in Des Moines, Iowa.
Fantastic. Yeah. So when clients reach out to Ideacom and you guys are going to go out there and evaluate their services, what are some of the key things? And let's talk about the architecture, because you have the two main brands. We have SwitchVox and through Digium, and then we have Mitel. Let's talk about the architecture of what both of those would look like for the listening audience today. What would the architecture look like from a standpoint of equipment?
From a physical standpoint of equipment?
The physical box, brains, everything. Yep.
So where we're going with the Mitel product is something called virtualization, where no longer do we need equipment sitting at the client site. The virtualization allows us to spin up the software onto the client's VMware,
sure,
or alternate,
sure.
And then basically provide a switch and IP phones.
So for the listening audience, you're going to have basically an IP phone sitting on your desk. You're going to have a PoE switch sitting back in your phone closet that powers up those phones. And you had mentioned with this virtualization, there really is no more brain sitting on the site anymore.
No.
It's almost kind of like hosted. Right?
Well, it could sit on site in their existing virtualization.
Right.
In the case of BlueNet, we both have the SwitchVox and the Mitel box running out of our data center for different customers.
Correct. So we can virtualize both the products.
Fantastic. Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Terry Vlack about Ideacom.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Doesn't everybody want to save money on their cellular service? I know I do. That's why I call the trusted professionals at Mobile Link Wireless. Locally owned and operated, Mobile Link Wireless showed me how I can save money on my monthly service and get the newest devices on the market. Because they work with all the cellular companies, Mobile Link found me the best cell plan based on my needs. So give them a call at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
With almost 5 million albums sold around the world, including 3 platinum albums and 3 gold albums, it's Jackie Velasquez live in concert Friday, December 6th. Jackie has 26 top 10 hits to her credits, along with 16 that hit number 1 on the Christian charts. Jackie Velasquez has also received 7 Dove Awards, including Best New Artist and Female Vocalist Artist of the Year twice. And now you can see her in concert on Friday, December 6th at Edenbrook Church in Brooklyn Park. Join Jackie for this special concert Friday, December 6th, performing some of her biggest hits, like On My Knees. Tickets are available now, starting at just $15. Order online at am1280thepatriot.com. It's Jackie Velasquez in concert Friday, December 6th. Tickets are going fast. Order today at am1280thepatriot.com.
I'm Cam Winton. I'm running for mayor of Minneapolis in the election on Tuesday, November 5. In the past decade, Minneapolis property taxes have doubled. That's ridiculous. As mayor, I'll bring my fresh eyes to City Hall to make sure we stop spending money we don't have on things we don't need, like a $53 million per mile streetcar line. I'm coming from business, not government, and I know we have to live within our means. My website is wintonformayor.org. I approve this message, and I ask for your vote.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. If you're just tuning into the show, we have our special guest from Ideacom Mid-America, Terry Vlack, who is the Director of Client Solutions. Terry works for Ideacom, who is a very large PBX vendor with multi-site who does millions and millions of dollars each year in phone equipment sales. Their two main products are Mitel and Ideacom, or excuse me, and SwitchVox. Terry, we were going to talk about the value that you guys bring, being such a larger organization. How is that important from a sales and also support after the sale?
Well, what we find is that majority of these clients, you know, they can buy the product anywhere, but they're looking for somebody that can take them, hold their hand, walk them through the process, design the right applications, and put it all together, install it, and then maintain it for them.
So one of the things that we found, and guys, maybe you can kind of touch on this, is there are a lot of phone vendors out there that either work out of somebody's basement or they're kind of a one-man band and just can't handle the level of support after the fact. And both of these types of phone systems kind of seem like they would need, you know, some hand-holding after the fact. Is that correct?
There's a lot.
Especially the SwitchVox.
Absolutely. It's the training aspect. You got to have people that can go in and train the client during and after the sale.
Well, it boils down to support and services. You know, that's you're buying hardware. It's the same with Microsoft from the data center side. Is you can get that anywhere. You can buy it online, but you know, can you install it yourself, or do you need the expertise, or you know, the roadmap to get where you need to go on that?
And that's probably one of the big, you know, challenges that business clients have when they when they make that decision, you know, they're hoping that they're dealing with a company that's going to take care of them after the sale.
Let's talk about this promotion that you guys are offering called the Move to Mitel. Okay, mm-hmm. What does that entail? Give us a 50-foot view on that. What does that mean?
So what that is, Charlie, is that if there's somebody out there that currently has an older Intertel communication system, and they are looking at upgrading their infrastructure, they can move that to what's called a Move to Mitel, which we will actually give them credit for their old processors and CPUs and common equipment, and it equates to about a 20 to 25% savings through the process.
So basically 25% out the gate upgrade if you've got an Intertel.
Out the gate if they have Intertel. If they've got a phone system that says Intertel on it, they should call us because, number one, they're going to be having a challenge going forward, just like Adam was talking about the whole thing with XP. Well, in 2014, it's going to be almost impossible to get support on the old Intertel systems anymore.
So if you're in the audience and you look down and you see an Intertel label on your phone system, you guys need to pick up the phone and call Terry Vlack at IdeaCom. Terry, give out your telephone number and your email address if you're just tuning in.
Okay, it's 612-423-4792, and you can also email me at tvlack, and I'm going to spell that for you, T-V as in Victor, L-A-C-H, at idea-ma.com.
So if we've talked to this move to Mitel. There's a compelling reason for the audience to give you a call. What about if they have an older phone system and it's not an Intertel, maybe, let's say, a Nortel, Toshiba, or 3Com? Aren't those generally another good replacement with a Mitel system?
Yeah, so there's another program we have that's similar to the Move to Mitel, and if it's called the Competitive Displacement Program. So if I'm speaking to somebody that's got a Nortel, Toshiba, or a 3Com system out there, and they're looking at upgrading, wow, they need to give us a call, you know, because we can once again save them between 20 and 25% on that process.
Well, and Terry, it's your consultative approach would also lead you down the conversation of SwitchVox for that type of client too.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be just upgrade because you want to save money. Is this going to be the right fit too,
I think,
right?
Yeah, that's where BlueNet starts. I think that's where it sounds like IdeaCom always starts from too, is what's the best fit for the client, because that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, meeting with a client and really understanding how their business operates. Because let's face it, something they purchased, you know, 15 years ago may not be the direction they want to take, you know, going forward. So, yeah, I totally agree.
So we had talked about examples of clients that might be eligible for an upgrade. And, again, just look down at your phone system. If these apply, pick up the phone and call Terry. But let's talk about IdeaCom's market niche and client, who you market after, who your day-to-day operations. Who is your target audience, target market? Who do you go after?
So the target audience would be mid-range businesses with probably less than 100 employees, right in that market right there.
That's kind of the sweet spot of that you guys deal with.
That's the spot that we are extremely comfortable working with clients in that size.
A lot of the listening audience that listens to The Patriot is, we'll call it small to medium-sized business. And again, there, you know, might be 5 employees to, you know, maybe a sole proprietor. Are those areas of interest to IdeaCom as far as, you know, who you would want to talk to on a day-to-day basis?
We'll work with any small business. Just give us an opportunity to come out and meet with you and take a look at your needs. Any business, any size business, we'll work with.
Give out your telephone number one more time, Terry.
612-423-4792.
So we've talked about the different types of promotions that IdeaCom is offering. We've talked about the two types of phone systems. We have the Mitel phone system and we have the SwitchVox. Let's dive back into the SwitchVox because it's a very intriguing type of phone system. Terry, we've gone on a number of appointments and actually installed quite a few of these systems. And every one of these systems was specific to that business of what the SwitchVox could do with integration to, you know, their application. Guys, do you have experience with Switchvox?
You know, I've seen the interface for the call control for, you know, the ability that a call center has.
The GUI interface, yep.
Yeah, and it's really neat because it's all web-based, you know, being able to draw from other systems and integrate some of those pieces, at least from what I've seen, and maybe you, Terry, you can elaborate on that a little more, but, you know, that leads a lot to a practical use across many types of machine platforms. So Mac, Windows, Linux-based systems, handhelds, you know, a lot of tool sets on a web-based interface is pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Terry, being that you guys are selling and installing these, here's a question that I have for you that you had mentioned that there's kind of multiple parties, right? So you want one throat to choke. Well, in Switchvox, it seems like you're going to have the phone vendor, which would be IdeaCom. You've got the IT person who might be their internal IT person. How do you get all these pieces together to kind of make sense of the, you know, for the customer? Because it seems like a very complicated, you know, install, if you will.
Well, a lot of times we'll have an IT professional for that company or representing that company actually contact us, have us come in and work with them, not to drop any names of any local businesses, but recently we worked with a large company that was a web design company that had us come in and set the system up and basically give them the keys to the car,
yep,
show them how to operate it, show them how we trained everybody, we gave them administrative training, and it was kind of like, okay, thank you very much, and
sure,
we'll call you when we have an issue, but this system is so easy to manage.
Got it.
That it doesn't require a lot of extensive background. Like we were saying, it's web-based.
Sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the after the sale, after support. What does IdeaCom offer for either the Mitel or for the Switchvox?
We have an excellent program. It's called our Help Desk Support. And what we'll do is we'll triage your communications. When you call, we'll have technical people that can assist the customer on their issues with their Switchvox or their Mitel. And 90% of the time, we're able to solve the problem either over the phone, by email, or by chat, you know, without sending a live technician out there. And the help desk seems to be the wave of the future.
So you have multiple people internally at your offices, which, again, are, you know, Minnesota, Duluth, or St. Paul, Duluth,
yep,
et cetera, that a lot of this can be done remotely.
Yeah, we have the help desk based in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, what other features does the Switchvox have? You know, I know a lot of current IP phone systems have presence functionality built in and, you know, allow you to see the capabilities. I assume that Switchvox also has that. Can you elaborate a little bit on the use of that?
Yeah, so the unified communications built into the Switchvox allows integration with cellular technology. So the calls coming into the Switchvox can immediately ring your cell phone and provide you with information on your cell phone to have live presence back to your company. So, for example, I can take a call on my cell phone, look down on my cell phone and see that Charlie's on the phone, or he's in Do Not Disturb, or he's gone for the day. And this information is live and up-to-date, and it's interactive between my cell phone and my desk phone. As an example,
this would be a perfect opportunity for people in the listening audience that if you have mobile salespeople and you're out of the office, this mobile integration of using your cell phone as literally like your desk phone would be fantastic.
I mean, absolutely.
It's key to that business, is it not?
Absolutely. It seems to be something that's really driving that it's driving technology right now. It's big.
Yeah. Fantastic.
There's also the other direction of integrating that with your Outlook calendar, too.
Yep, absolutely.
We're running short on time here. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into the features again. You're listening to Telecom Soup, and this is Charlie Burrell.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-513-3529. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-513-3529. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-513-3529. That's 1-800-513-3529. 1-800-513-3529.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation, just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. If you're just tuning in, we have Terry Vlack from Ideacom Mid-America, director of client solutions, who helps sell, support, and maintain different types of phone systems. And we've kind of been focusing on both Mitel and Digium, SwitchVox. Terry, talk about some of these other unique features that the SwitchVox offers that the clients you're seeing that are utilizing on a day-to-day basis to help, you know, their business become more efficient and more profitable and those kinds of things.
Okay, so let's talk real quickly about call management, the ability to monitor and also manage your call traffic to know, who's calling into your company, who's calling out of your company, who are they calling, what time are they calling. One of the beauties of the SwitchVox is it's got an incredible built-in GUI that allows clients to easily gather all this information, and then they can put this into a report, either an Excel file, and they can push it out of the back end of the system at any time. And once again, this is something that with other communication platforms is an expensive option.
How are they able to do that? Yeah.
When the system was initially designed, in the software, from what I gather and understand is that it's not an afterthought. It was designed as
kind of sort of like just packaged
it
together.
It was part of the technology when it was laid out, where a lot of phone systems, and if I'm talking to clients out there, a lot of them have phone systems that they got a server sitting in the back just doing this for them. you know, giving them call reports. Well, guess what? You don't need a server. It's built right into the Digium.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is an awesome feature.
And usually that call reporting software for other vendors is not included. It's an additional cost.
It's a big add-on option. Could cost thousands of dollars.
Well, and I think the trend that I've seen over the last few years on the voice side is that the voice system and voice call control is not just voice anymore. It's the power of voice and the power of where businesses want to see their voice side go is in the applications integration with their data side. So, you know, we talked a little bit about integrations with Sugar CRM and Salesforce, other pieces of their business, like databases of customer files and the ability to have kind of the screen pop.
I'm glad you mentioned that because, Terry, I'm actually going to use a real-life example of a customer that you and I personally worked with that we had put a SwitchVox in. We had a small business customer in Bloomington, Minnesota. They were a construction company. They also owned part of a bail bonds company. And what they had done was they had posted different telephone numbers in different area codes like St. Cloud and Rochester and Faribault, anyone where there was essentially a jail. And because we ported these numbers into the SwitchVox, and what was so key was they wanted to target where these people were calling from and actually monitor those results. So if somebody was thrown in jail in St. Cloud, they would call from like a 320 area code. If somebody was thrown in jail and needed bail bonds, they would call from a 507. And they did this, and they integrated that into the SwitchVox and could monitor where these calls were coming in, where their advertisements were posted, whether it was in a jail or posted in a phone book. And all this was done through that little box. Terry, do you remember that?
Absolutely, yeah.
And that was a very unique and compelling reason to buy the SwitchVox over any other phone system that they also used integration with. I mean, you remember that case, obviously, right?
Yeah, the big thing was the intelligent call routing capability of the product.
It was routing it out to cell phones.
Yeah, it was.
Or their on-call agents.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful.
So, guys, if you're just tuning in again, please give us a call here. Terry, give out your telephone number one more time with the specials that you have, or if anyone is interested in talking to you about either SwitchVox or Mitel.
Once again, my number, the best way to reach me is 612-423-4792, and I'll give you my email one more time. It's tvlach, T-V-L-A-C-H, at idea-ma.com.
Well, fantastic. Guys, what other questions do you have for Terry as far as of maybe features and functionality?
Well, Terry, I think some of the phone system side piece that I've seen from other system brands, there's some kind of neat things going on with video collaboration between office employees that are set up with video cameras and chat functionality so they can quickly reach back and forth. Can you tell us a little bit about the ability of the SwitchVox to handle that kind of thing? Is that a additional pay for use kind of thing, or is that a further component?
So are you referring to the chat capability or the actual video piece?
Well, both. Does SwitchVox handle that? And are you seeing clients that have that luxury implemented?
We're not seeing a lot of the video right now, per se, but we are seeing people engaging in the chat between the telephone system and the cellular, the cell phone. The built-in chat capability of the product. Video has not been a big driving thing on the SwitchVox right now.
Mm. And let's talk about chat really quick because it's quickly becoming an important tool in small and mid-sized businesses.
Sure.
There's always the capability to go out and get like an MSN account or a Yahoo account for chat capabilities. However, that's generally open to the public.
Do you guys chat, by the way, internally?
We have been starting to use chat internally, and here's why, and I'll bring up the business case and why it's important that your phone system actually has this capability. Number one, let's say you have a customer service agent that's on the phone. They have their computer up and running because they're obviously interacting with the client. They may be pulling up files.
All the data on behalf of that person that's calling in, right?
Absolutely. And let's say I have a very pertinent piece of information about that customer. In our business, we're in the IT business, I might get a have a piece of technical information that one of my help desk guys might need. And, you know, to go and disturb them during that phone call or kind of interrupt them might not be a good thing. So we've started using chat to provide those little bits of information. Or let's say I'm out on site at a particular customer and I need a piece of information and I'm having a difficult time reaching one of my help desk guys.
Sure.
Or maybe a customer service representative. I can quickly pull up and start chatting with them. And they can quickly provide me with a link or information that I need in a one or two sentence.
Well, let's use real life examples. Let's say you're like a Napa auto body, right? And you take a phone call and you're at the front desk and the customer says, I need XYZ part. Well, that customer service rep, or as you had said, could literally just say, hey, do we have part XYZ in the warehouse? And the guy in the warehouse replies back, yes, yeah. Or no, or you're right? And that
absolutely.
You've got that data readily available.
And let me talk about why private chat's important versus these public ones quickly. You know, the MSNs, the Yahoos, those are public chats. Google, it's open. It's out in the public. Those could be gotten by, you know, third parties.
Yeah, because it's sent in clear text, too.
Exactly.
It's not encrypted, but, you know, having it internal makes it private to your system.
So a lot of the phone systems, like the SwitchVox, the Digium product, they have, like, a chat server where, as part of their app, both on their phone, on the computer, in the web interface, you can install a chat app, and that stays internal. And it might be even be logged by your server. So you can go back and actually pull that information. It's never necessarily put out onto a public space. And a lot of times those private chat apps are actually encrypted between the endpoint and the server as well, which is an important thing.
We know that this system, Terry, has a lot of features and a lot of capability. Why would they call IdeaCom to purchase this versus Googling it and going out on the internet and trying to buy it on their own? Talk about that.
Here's what we got. We've got the most experienced staff of technical people on the SwitchVox product in the metro area.
That's
we've
important.
We've been doing this for 7 years.
Yep.
If you call Digium and you call them direct and you say, hey, I need a SwitchVox dealer in the metro area, chances are they're going to direct you over to IdeaCom. And that's because of our level of experience and also the fact that we don't let anybody down. We take care of our customers. We make sure that that they get what they want.
So the dealership actually refers them to you because of the fact that you guys are a proven entity in this Minneapolis-St. Paul footprint.
Right. This is our business, and this is what we do, and this is our livelihood. We're not, like you said earlier, you know, we're not working out of the trunk of somebody's car. I mean, this is what we do for a living.
Sure, sure.
And we've got experienced people.
Well, it sounds like IdeaCom and BlueNet and the Telco Warehouse really all have the same mantra, that service, service, service.
You know, it's what keeps your customers.
Customers is important. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And if service is important after the sale, we're that kind of company.
Give out your telephone number one more time, please, for the listening audience.
612-423-4792.
Well, guys, we've had a pretty good show here. Thank you, Terry, for coming in from IdeaCom Mid-America, the Director of Client Solutions. We have our weekly host, the Blue Man Group, the guys from BlueNet. on task next week, we have Inventus Telecom. Have a great weekend, guys. Thanks again. Tune in next week. All right, goodbye.
Hi, folks, this is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit